You are not alone. And now there are two resources that I've put together specifically for your journey. This is your host, Rachel Bernstein. I am an educator and a therapist and a cult specialist. And I am very excited to announce Restart and Restore, a journal for survivors of manipulation, and a companion notebook that I've put together to go with it that has people's stories that they've shared with me that they wanted to share with you, and some wonderful quotes from people whose thoughts I truly admire, and more pages and writing prompts for you to continue with the writing that can help you along your healing journey. This isn't just another blank journal. It's a trauma-informed recovery companion, and it offers psychoeducation on the mechanics of manipulation and control and therapeutic writing prompts to explore your history and your strengths, practical exercises that transform insights into some actionable steps, and the freedom to heal at your own pace. You can do it in the time frame that works for you without any judgment or pressure. Whether you joined the organization or the relationship that was controlling as a teen or as an adult, Restart and Restore provides the structure and, I think, validation needed to process your experiences safely. I'm also excited to share, beyond the journal and its companion notebook, that I'm currently working on a second journal specifically for those born and raised in high-control groups or high-control family units, as their healing journey often involves different and specialized challenges. Restart and Restore and its companion notebook are available now, and you can find the link in the show notes. Thank you very much. I hope it's helpful to you or to someone you love. Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for your support. It is so much appreciated, and I am truly, truly, truly grateful. I wanted to talk to you today about the idea of kind of standing alone, being the lone voice. A lot of people have a very hard time feeling like they're the only ones who are feeling a certain way about a particular cult leader or a particular person in their life, like a narcissistic partner who has charmed everyone and is miserable and awful to them, but everyone else thinks that they're wonderful. Same thing with cult leaders who can come across like they are gliding above the ground and somehow holy or somehow perfect in some spiritual way or, you know, wise way, but that you get a sense that something is really off there. And seeing as no one else is coming forward and talking about them in a negative way, you think, well, maybe I'm the only one who feels that way about them, and I don't want to be the only one. It is so important then when people come forward, because then they often get flooded by others. Like when people come on the podcast and they haven't told their story yet before coming on and talking about it here, they'll then feel like, you know, they're so strange, for having had that negative response, and maybe they're the only ones. And then suddenly, either I get texts and emails or messages, and they get texts and emails and messages saying, yeah, that was my experience too. Or I'm so glad you came forward. I'm so glad you said something. Or it really affirmed how I was feeling all along. And now I know I'm not alone. We are all acculturated to want to be like other people. We are social beings. We want to fit in. And part of what helps people when they get involved in things that are different, that might seem a little odd at first, is that there is the sense that if I can just feel like everyone else, if everyone else seems happy, then I want to be happy too. And if I can find a way to be happy, or I'll even, you know, even if it's a stretch, even if there's nothing that's really making me happy, I really want to feel that way if everyone else seems to be smiling and nodding their heads in unison. And I don't want to be the only one not doing that. I think also there's something about avoiding the isolation of feeling like you're the odd man out or the odd woman out, and that doesn't feel very good at all. What happens, though, too, is that people will have examples set in front of them for how you're treated if you seem to have a dissenting view, if you seem to be the only one feeling negative about this partner that you have, or feeling negative about or doubting the cult leader or the cult itself. And you don't want to be on the hot seat, and you don't want to be attacked. Are you healing from manipulation, narcissistic abuse, or coercive control? I created something for you. It's called the Restore Journal app. Built from my decades of experience helping survivors recover, this trauma-informed app is more than journaling. It's a guided healing space to help you process what happened, reconnect with your voice, rebuild self-trust, and create healthier boundaries for the future. You can move at your own pace through all of the sections. And it's a multimedia healing support designed for different learning styles and needs. There are three tiers, including one that offers you full access to my video and audio library. If you're ready to feel understood, supported, and move forward with more clarity and strength, the link for the app is in the show notes. Take good care.